The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 275, Gun for Hire.
He's pointing a gun right at him. He wouldn't dare shoot McMillan right out here in public.
Yeah, I know. It looks like they're arguing.
In Hanga, if one guy is pointing a gun at another guy who's unarmed, well, that's not an argument. That's an execution.
Okay, I'm going to use my bionic eye and zoom in.
Can you read lips?
No, I can't, but my software can. Okay, here we go. Oh, what are you doing? Put that thing away. Do you want somebody to see you? If you don't approve the merchandise, I want to know why. Okay, look. There's nothing wrong with the merchandise. The deal wasn't for one assault rifle. Now put it away.
Assault rifle?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, wait a minute. Russian was back to me. Okay, here we go. Rest of the merchandise is in a warehouse close by. Do you have full payment? No, my buyer wants certain assurances. Like what? We need to make sure this is legit. You could be cops trying to set me up. That's funny. We don't play games like that. Talk to your buyer. I will, but we want to see the whole shipment before we pay. And we want to see the money.
Sounds like a Spanish standoff.
No, that's a Mexican standoff.
Eh, close enough.
And he's thinking about it. Here we go. Half now, you show me the cash. I show my client and he'll wire the rest to me. You have a deal. Where is it? Story talker. You give me half, I take you.
Looks like they're going to his car now. You think he'd have that on him? I mean, you can't get through the TSA checkpoint with a bottle of water and a pair of shoes.
He most likely has a cashier's check, which would be good. We could trace him.
Looks like it's his briefcase. Yep, he just handed him an envelope. Let's take him down.
Hold on, Sam. Look, first of all, we're unarmed. Secondly, he just gave him an envelope, and it doesn't look like he's taking any rifle. Thirdly, and most importantly, we have no jurisdiction or authority here. We can lay back and follow McMillan's car. Your tracker has a 5-mile range, so we don't have to follow too closely.
What do you propose we do?
Well, we'll follow him to the storage facility, note the locker number, and we'll inform Kate. It'll be up to her. She can either bring in the idea for Homeland. With weapons involved, probably the ATF guys, too.
Man, I bet that storage locker is like one big candy store. I bet there are all kinds of goodies in there.
Well, just calm down, Sam. In the wrong hands, it could be one big nightmare. It's bad when the bad guys outgun the good guys. Law enforcement can barely compete with the firepower of today's criminals.
Just issue them a few RPGs. That'll balance things out.
What's next, tanks?
Now you're talking.
All right, looks like they're pulling out.
Well, since we can track them easily, maybe we could make a quick stop, say, for a couple of buckets of chicken?
Are you crazy? I can't eat a bucket of chicken.
No, that's for me. You can get a 3-piece meal.
Oh, brother.
Well, there he is, still in one piece.
Joe Mac, good to see you safe and sound.
To be honest, I didn't think I had Buckley's chance of seeing any of you again.
You should have seen the look on his face when I popped open the hatch.
Really? What were you expecting, more pirates?
To tell you the truth, I had no idea what to expect. I'm cruising along and all of a sudden I lose all power. Everything went dark and I thought I was a goner.
We were all surprised to see that all the life support systems were functioning. Last time this happened to you, you had nothing.
Oh, believe me, I remember.
So why do you think they made it comfortable for you?
Comfortable? Comfortable, you say? I was tied up like a pig at Christmas.
Well, I'm just saying you had full life support. Why do you think they did that if their intent was to send you and the shuttle hurtling into the Baldabar atmosphere?
Yeah, that's their standard way of disposing of their prisoners. Sheila and I experienced that on this very ship. Well, at least that's what they tried to do.
Their thinking was that as you got close, you'd scan for signs of life. If the shuttle was blacked out, your assumption would be that it was just a decoy.
That's pretty much what happened. As we got closer, Georgia was able to detect life on board.
And since there was only one body detected, we figured it was you.
Yeah, and in the meantime, Haneke and his guards planned on making a run for it.
Do you have any idea which of the four ships is the one with Haneke?
Not a clue. They kept that kind of information from me.
And you're sure there is no rescue mission?
I'm positive. Like I said, they want Lister and Ursula out of their way.
If that's the case, we can all concentrate on tracking down Haneke. Georgia, have you been able to give the shuttle a complete technical inspection?
Technical inspection completed. All systems are go.
Go? Go for what?
When we reach the Prometheus, we will be chasing multiple targets. Gabby came up with a plan to use both ships and the three shuttles.
So how are you going to divide everyone up?
Nate and Jaffra will stay aboard the Mercury, while Slane and I take the Mercury shuttle.
Over on the Prometheus, Liam and Lenora will stay with the ship, while Gabby and Simon take the shuttle.
All right. That accounts for the two ships and two shuttles and everyone but me.
I'm sure you can do the math, Joe Mac. That leaves you in Zardoz's shuttle.
You mean the shuttle I've been tied up in?
Do you have a problem with that? We can always move people around or not send it.
I think I'll be okay. I have something called revenge pushing me on. I'll do it.
I knew you could do it.
Mercury for Prometheus.
Go ahead.
We have Joe Mac on the bridge. Everything's good to go. He'll be piloting the shuttle from Zardoz.
Excellent. We expect you to be with us in about 10 standard minutes.
Everyone pre-flight your shuttles and be ready to launch within 15 standard minutes. Good luck.
They are still pursuing us.
Yes, but they're pursuing four of us. Their odds of following the correct one are 25% at best.
I'm sure after the Prometheus retrieves the shuttle with Jomac, they will join the chase.
We should have shut off all life support systems and let that bounty hunter freeze to death.
I'm not sure that they would have gone after it if there were no signs of life.
It is a major weakness of these scum. They actually have compassion for their dead. I believe they would have retrieved his body before it incinerated upon re-entry.
Possibly, but it doesn't matter because they did go after it.
Which gave us time to initiate our escape. The only drawback to our plan is that we lose my shuttle.
I told you that rage would replace it.
I'm not concerned about that. What concerns me is that you two were on my ship with my shuttle. You could have made your escape.
We can still escape, with your help.
That is my point. Now the IDF can charge me with a crime.
This is nonsense, Zardoz. You are a wanted pirate. They don't need another reason to arrest you.
Then I suggest you make good your escape. Rage will give you your reward.
What kind of reward?
You will no longer be a pirate or a privateer, but the commander of a fleet of mercenaries, plundering and picking the rich fruit of the IDF.
Commander, you say...
Yes, Commander. Rage will need the riches of the IDF to fund an army. We will once again dominate the galaxy and crush the Intergalactic Defense Force, and eventually its Federation. We will once again return Rage to its former glory. Hail Rage!
There'll be no Rage to hail if we don't lose him.
Can't you radio the others and mount an attack on him? They could divert their attention long enough for us to escape.
Something every pirate learns is radio silence. Rage always scans all frequencies for radio chatter. Our best defense is no offense and silence.
Then what is your plan?
This is not the first time we've been pursued by Rage. We're coming up on an asteroid field. It is quite treacherous to anyone not familiar with it. We know it well. We will be able to outmaneuver anyone chasing us.
And what happens when we clear the field? All they need to do is resume the chase?
That is not a concern.
And why not? Their ships are faster than you.
Because we are not leaving the asteroid field.
Not leaving? We're going to hide? Like cowards? This is not the way.
It is much wiser to hide and fight another day.
If you're a coward...
Coward? You dare call me a coward?
I don't think my god is calling you a coward.
You dare insinuate that I am afraid of IDF? I make my living robbing them. You were prisoners of them. I have never been, because I am smart about it.
Smart, you say?
God, that is quite enough. Stand down.
Yes, General Hanukkah.
You must understand, Zardoz, we are warriors, used to head-to-head confrontation. Our tactics are different. You hit and run, we hit and fight.
Yes, and look who is running now. The asteroid field is not far. Within the field are the remains of a large moon that caused the debris field. That moon is riddled with impact craters and old volcanic tubes. We will land in one of those tubes and wait for them to give up the chase.
And what makes you think they'll give up? After all, we are a valuable bounty to them.
Because the longer they hold Lister and Ursula, the greater the danger is to losing them. I'm sure they are anticipating some sort of rescue attempt. I think you missed an opportunity with our prisoner. You should have convinced him that there was a rescue mission.
Quite honestly, we didn't expect him to survive.
We accept your plan, but I will not waste endless sleep cycles hiding in a destroyed moon.
Don't worry, I've done it before. Finding us will look hopeless, and they'll soon give up. The three other ships will do the same. Once we hit the debris field, all transponders will be turned off.
Let's hope you're right about that, Zardoz. You won't like me when I'm cornered and angry.
That was a very interesting interview we had with Sandy.
She gave us some good insight into Meredith's character. Somewhat of a loner, but a deep thinker.
Also, maybe a bit compulsive. I mean, why would he decide at the last minute to go fishing with complete strangers?
And why would he do that when he doesn't like fishing and thinks fishing is boring?
Do you think he saw it as an opportunity to disappear and join Rage?
I'm wondering two things. First, did he have a gambling debt and saw the trip as an opportunity to disappear? And secondly, perhaps he made prior arrangements to meet his Rage handler, and the trip came along at the right time.
Any way you look at it, this trip was the last time Jonathan Windsor was seen, and Meredith was born, so to speak.
And somehow, someone nominated him for the Academy.
To me, it's fascinating that his home of record when he joined was West Virginia.
The same place Obosky is allegedly from.
To me, that just means they were recruited by the same person.
Come on in. Detective, what's new?
How did it go with Sandy?
We got some good insight into Meredith's, or I should say, Jonathan's makeup.
I think a lot will depend on whether or not we could find out if he had a gambling debt.
Well, I got good news for you. While you were interviewing Sandy, we were able to track down the man we believe was Jonathan's bookie.
Believe? So you're not certain?
Let me put it to you this way. If Jonathan needed quick cash to place a bet, it was with this guy. He served his time and paid his dues, so I don't know what else you can get out of him. Of course, we could always threaten him with a murder charge.
That's pretty drastic. But we can try something, I'm sure.
He's here, waiting in interview room 3.
That's incredible.
Follow me. Mr. Logan agreed to come in. He realizes that he is under no obligation to answer any questions. But if he thinks you're trying to accuse him of something, he'll clam up and walk. It's the best I could do.
I think it's best if I interview him alone. I don't want him to feel like we're ganging up on him.
Will I be able to listen?
Yeah, right in here. You can see and hear everything.
Good afternoon, Mr. Logan. My name's Dave Thornton.
Hey there, tough guy. Just call me Pinky.
Pinky? Why Pinky?
Because I ain't got one, and don't ask.
Very well, Pinky. As I said, I'm Dave Thornton from the CID.
Yeah, I've heard of NCIS, CIA, FBI, but what is the CID?
We're the Criminal Investigation Division.
We be the counterpart to the Navy's NCIS.
Oh, yeah? So when do you guys get your own show?
I hate to disappoint you, Pinky. But what we do isn't nearly as glamorous as those TV shows.
So what does the Army's finest want with me? I've never served.
We're looking for a man who's gone AWOL. We believe his real name is Jonathan Windsor.
So is that supposed to mean something to me?
It should. You'll have to go back to the week before you were arrested.
A most unfortunate misunderstanding.
Relax. You paid your dues to society. We just want information that might help us understand why he went missing back then. Here's a photo to jog your memory.
Can't say I know him.
Look, Pinky, we don't care anything about what you did back then. We just want to find John. Now take a good look at him here. He loved to play the horses. He would often win big, but he'd often lose big too. He had family who worked at the racetrack.
I might know him.
There's no might about it. Come on, spill it.
We think he owed someone a lot of money and decided to skip town.
Maybe. Maybe I knew him, but I had nothing to do with his disappearance.
We're not interested in that. We believe nothing happened to him. He just took the opportunity to disappear and then later reappear as a man named Meredith.
Well, since you don't think anything happened to him, I might remember him. Let's just say, if you find him, I'd like to talk to him about a financial arrangement he didn't own up to.
So as far as you know, no one paid off his debt for him.
Hey, if that happened, everything would be hunky-dory.
Thank you, Pinky. You've been most helpful. Say, any tips on the third race today?
You almost got me there. So are we done?
We're done. Thank you for your time.
Sure thing, Mr. CID man.
Well, that was interesting. I think we can safely say that John needed some quick financial help. Or in this case, a quick getaway.
We'll need to go back and start looking for some kind of trail. If he arranged a pickup from Rage, there has to be a trace of that somewhere, and sometime before the fishing trip.
Then it's back to the paper trail hunt.
You know we've gone through this rubble with a fine-tooth comb. I don't know if we'll find anything else.
I just can't shake the feeling that we're missing something. It might be something right in front of us, and we're just not seeing it.
Sort of a we-can't-see-the-forest-for-the-trees kind of thing.
Yeah, sort of like that. And congratulations, you got it right that time.
That saying always confused me. I'm not sure how much longer we can hold this site. The city wants to deconstruct and clean up.
Must be an election year.
Yeah, must be.
Nelson, look over here.
What are you seeing?
Look closely.
I am. It's just a void area.
It's kind of hard to see, but look at the floor. I see definite leg imprints. Judging from the soot marks, something was moved before the fire.
I see. There are definite indentations here. Something was definitely moved here. I wonder why.
I don't think it was a safe. Judging from the size of it, a safe would be too heavy. Whatever it was moved before the blast. I'm going to measure the width of the leg prints.
Carry a tape measure with you?
Yes, in plastic bags, tweezers, and a magnifying glass.
A real Sherlock Holmes.
I like to think more of an Agatha Christie. Okay, let's see. 24 by 18... Keep that in mind.
All right, 24 by 18 it is.
The fire department ripped out the walls here, so we can rule out a wall safe or a hidden compartment.
What about a floor?
The fire pretty much melted most of the tiles. What's this cabinet here? Or at least what's left of it?
Not much left of it except a couple of legs. Let's take a measurement.
All right, let's see. It's 24 inches.
And this drawer?
Almost 18. This is what was in that spot. But why move it? Do you think the blast did that?
No, I don't. Most of the force was directed vertically. The floor marks in the void area indicate that there was nothing there when the explosion occurred.
It has to be the floor. Something's in the floor.
Kate, as I push down, I can feel some sort of detent switch.
Really? Let me try. Wow, you're right. I think I can actually feel clicking.
It has to be a combination.
Oh, great. How will we find the combination?
Well, each square in the tile pattern shows that there are 9 pressure-sensitive tiles.
Okay, using logic, they would be numbered 1, 2, 3 across the top, 4, 5, 6 across the middle, and 7, 8, 9 across the bottom.
That is if this is a combination pad. Look all over what's left of the cabinet.
It's pretty much toast. Wait, there's something on the bottom. It says, you're not going to believe this. It says, #Ralph.
Ralph, are you sure?
That's what it says. R-A-L-P-H, Ralph, with a hashtag in front of it.
That ties in well with the map code, but how do we use it to open whatever this is on the floor?
This is where we need Barnes. He loves riddles.
I guess we can call him.
No, I'd rather not. I think we can figure this out without him.
If it's a combination, it has to be numbers. But it's just letters. You sure you don't want to use your phone for this one?
No, I'd rather not.
What? You'd rather not what?
Phone. That has to be it. That's not a hashtag. It's a pound sign, meaning number. The number is R-A-L-P-H. Let me check my phone. Okay, that would be 72574. Ralph.
It's worth a try. 72574. All right, Kate.
Well, whatever is in here is gone. Wait, there's residue. You see, Nelson, plastic bags do come in handy.
Remind me later and I'll stuff some in my pocket. And a Q-tip? You also carry a Q-tip?
Be thankful I overprepare. There's enough residue in here for the lab to tell us what it is. It may be the only clue we have.
Prometheus, this is the Mercury. We are approaching your port bow. Do you have a visual?
Searching. Contact. We have a visual.
We will join you in a side-by-side formation. Steady your course.
Helmsman, steady as you go.
Holding steady course.
Are you prepared to launch shuttles as discussed?
Shuttle is prepared. How about you?
We are standing by for launch.
I've lost all transponder signals.
Prometheus, did you copy?
We copy. Continue course.
I'm picking up multiple bogeys. It's either an armada of ships or an asteroid belt. Can you confirm, Mercury?
Stand by. I'll have Georgia consult any stellar maps for this region.
Marco, does your navigational map show any known debris field?
No, my map ends here. This part of the galaxy's uncharted.
That's probably why they turned off their transponders. The IDF doesn't patrol this area.
Prometheus, we are approaching a large asteroid field with debris ranging from small rocks to near moon-sized asteroids. We are launching our 2 shuttles.
We are not prepared to launch yet. Gabby is powering all systems and I will join her soon.
I recommend you do not launch. Georgia has identified one of the targets to be too small for the frigate. We can cover what we need with our 2 shuttles, along with the Mercury and the Prometheus.
We concur. It is getting difficult to discern the ships from the asteroids.
Copy that. Our shuttles are away.
Radar contact. Do you want me to follow any particular ship?
Take the farthest one to your starboard.
We're ready to launch on your command, and we'll engage the ship farthest to your port.
We will engage to Gabby's starboard.
We will follow our 2 shuttles.
Target is deviating starboard.
Continue following. Gabby, your target is deviating to our port.
As steady as she goes.
My target is going through this asteroid belt like Br'er Rabbit.
I take it that means very quickly.
Yeah, like it led us here, just to lose us.
My target did the same thing.
We just lost our target, too. You either crashed into that giant asteroid or is hiding there.
Everyone regroup on me. It's obvious we won't be able to follow them. We need to rethink our situation.
What will Jaffer's team do? Will they follow or give up the chase? What substance did Kate find in the cleaners? Will Thornton get back and talk to Uncle Joe? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Split.